Okay, we're up to Simon Yud, Sif Katan Ches, also Lahafsik Besicha. You're not allowed to be mafsik besicha between shalyal and shalrosh. Between putting on the tefillah shalyal and tefillah shalrosh, you're not allowed to talk. Afilu lirmoiz be'enav likrotz be'etz be'oisav aser. Even to wink with your eye or to motion with your finger is aser between the tefillah shalyal and tefillah shalrosh. Everyone knows the halacha that when the Meshuach Milchama, he told the Jewish people when they went to war, mi ha'ish hayarei verach levav, Yelech v'yoshev l'veisa. And the Gemara Darshan's, what are you afraid of? You're afraid of an avera. First, he tells the three exact, anyone that built the bayis did not inaugurate the bayis, anyone that planted the vineyard and did not have a chance to celebrate the fourth year, anyone that got married, had erisin, and did not have nisuin, those three groups of people are exempt, shall leave the battlefield. And then the Meshuach Muhammad says, Mir Yish Hayarei Virach Halevav, anyone that's afraid, you're afraid of war, you also can go home. So you should not weaken, you should not cause your brethren to fall. It's contagious. If you're afraid, then everyone will get afraid and you will stumble in war. What are you afraid of? Page Ayin Aleph. What are you afraid of? So the Gemara says, Averos Shebiyado. You're afraid of a sin. And when the Gemara illustrates, what is the sin? What's the sin you're afraid of? Afilu Soch Bein Tfilo L'Tfilin. If you said a word between the Tfilin Shel Yad and the Tfilin Shel Rosh, that is a sin which is great enough, gesundheit, which qualifies, which allows you to return from battle. You don't have to. It's such a great sin. We're afraid that you lose the war because of that sin. Slippery slope. You will be afraid in battle that you will lose the war, and your fear will rub off on your fellow soldiers, and they'll all be afraid. Therefore, yelech v'yoshev levesa. So here it says, here is where halachas. But then one more time, also lahavzik b'shesicha b'bein shalyal l'shalrosh. Afilu v'rimas v'inavim to even to mimrams your eyes. V'likras b'etzbaisav. Also shnem v'hayol l'chol osayadcha u'lizikron be'nechal shvin osan your hands and remembrance between your eyes. Therefore, the pasuk puts two together, telling us that the two must be done in one shot. The two mitzvos must be done in one shot. There may not be any hefzik between the two. Tzarech zechira sheyehe toikeif tefillah shel rosh l'shel yad. You have to remember that you shall immediately put on the tefillah shel rosh after tzarech zechira. You require remembrance. Sheyehe toikeif tefillah shel rosh l'shel yad. Since the pasuk says v'hoya, it shall be means there shall be one being. The one being goes on both, one entity going both on the tefillah shel yad and the tefillah shel rosh. Therefore, there shall not be any hefsek between the two. V'afilu, here is a very big chumrah. V'afilu im shemea kaddish ay kedusha lo yafsek. If you middle between the shel yad and shel rosh, you hear the chazan saying kaddish or kedusha, you're not allowed to be mafsek and answer amen. Ela yishdaik, be quiet. V'yachavin l'masha oimim ha'kohol av kavona to what does be quiet, and in your mind answer amen, but do not actually say the words. Ah, there's only one exception. Very interesting. There's only one exception when you are allowed to be mafsik between the tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel rosh. If you hear someone else put on his tefillin shel yad, and he makes the bracha lihoniach tefillin, then you're allowed to answer amen.
I think last week you said that's why when people put on their tefillin, they shouldn't say the brachas out loud.
The shel rosh. The only bracha you shall not say out loud is a tefillah shel rosh, al mitzvahs tefillin. But the tefillin on the shel yad, the tefillin shel yad, you do say out loud.
But this, we have a problem that would cause
a bracha levatala.
That others would hear your
brother. I will answer amen. I don't know about mafsik, amen. There's a problem for someone to answer amen. Right. You're not allowed to answer amen if there is no bracha. You're only allowed it's called an amen yisoma. Just saying amen, kel melech neman, when it's not in response to a bracha, is forbidden. And according to the Gemara, it's a very serious avera. problem is the bracha asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzvanu al mitzvas tefillin, is that a real bracha? So according to one opinion, it's not a bracha. It's a bracha levatala. It's a mistake. There is no requirement to make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin. The bracha of lehaniach tefillin goes both on the shel yad and the shel rosh, and there's no need to make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin. So it's a bracha levatala. If it's a bracha levatala, a person should not answer amen. Because it's an amen yisoma. You're saying amen not in response to a proper bracha. Therefore, in order to prevent someone from being nichshal and saying in Amin Yisoma, the one that makes the bracha al mitzvahs tefillin shall recite it in an undertone. But the bracha of lehoniach tefillin is a full-fledged bracha. There's nothing to hide, nothing to be silent about. That can be made out loud. Now let's say you are putting on your tefillin, you put on the tefillin shel yad, and you're about to put on the tefillin shel rosh, and you overhear your neighbor recite asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu lehoniach tefillin, the first bracha, which he makes loud and clear, which is permitted to make loud and clear. This is the only exception. Here, the one who's putting on the tefillin is in between the shel yad and shel rosh, is permitted to answer amen, because this is exactly what he is involved in doing. Just like he is involved in putting on the tefillin, and someone else is making a bracha that also relates to tefillin, so you're allowed to reinforce your mitzvah by answering amen to his mitzvah. There is no issue whatsoever. The only thing that you cannot do is you cannot answer amen to a bracha from a different type of mitzvah. V'afilu im shomea kadosh kedusha lo yavs el yishav yachan lo mashu mabim v'ach im shomea sh'ach ha-berech b'ruchas lo niach tfilin yochol anos amen. You're permitted to answer amen. Shoy amen chuho ha-monas ha-dvam. When you answer amen, you are giving faith. You are validating what has been said. Shumamin b'mitzvahs tfilin v'havei kamo havaya achas. It's all one being. It's all the same thing what you are involved in. Period. Next halacha. B'tfilin Rabbeinu Tam, gam kein also lahavsik bein shol yad l'shel rosh, ach l'kadosh l'kedusha yochol lahavsik. Another very interesting halacha. Anyone who put on tfilin shel Rabbeinu Tam? Do we even have one customer? No. Not even one customer. No, I do not. Yes, sir, I do not. Yeah?
Did you answer
on Rabbeinu Tam? There is no... You don't make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. You do not, never make a bracha on tfilin shel Rabbeinu Tam. Never. Now, I'll just tell you, there is an interesting Kabbalistic that he mentioned. There is a... Okay, let me make it clear. You do not make a bracha on tfilin shel Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone should at least put on Rabbeinu Tam once in their life. So once in a life, you have a neighbor who's Rabbeinu Tam, can I put them on? There's such a thing once in your life. You don't have to buy them. To buy it costs, I don't know, $700. Even people who have them, they have different minhagim. They put it on once a month, once a year, special occasions when they have time. Not everyone that has Rabbeinu Tam puts it on every single day. For some people, the chassidish people, they put it on every single day. It's their minhag, even them. Okay. But you don't make a bracha. But there is such a very interesting concept to make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam by mistake. By certain chassidim, it was a yom tif if they accidentally made a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. It's a very funny concept where, you know, you put on your tefillin, autopilot, right? Autopilot. Do you remember this morning every bracha you made? You should. But unfortunately, I don't know if we all are at a level where we can remember every single bracha we made. Can you remember the moment you made this morning? Al Natilas Yadayim, Asher Yotza, Elokai Neshama, Hamavir Shena. Every single bracha, you remember what you were thinking, the kavana you had? Unfortunately, we're not at that level. So tefillin also, you put on tefillin. New tefillin are here. Asher Kedushan B'mitzvot Svanu Lehoniach tefillin, you put it on. Sometimes, if you put on a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin every single day, you forget yourself. You forget yourself. I'm putting on my tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. It's after davening. I put it on. I see tefillin on my arm. And you say, Baruchat, and you do it with kavana. I'm not talking about you make a mistake when, you know, it's autopilot mistake. Talking about a high level. Talking about people on a very high spiritual level. Asher kiddushan b'mitzvah sevzen l'honiach tefillin. They put on. What did I do? I made a bracha on the tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. You're not supposed to do this. That's right, you're not supposed to do this. But if you did it, it's not so terrible. Because you are wearing tefillin, And according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is the tzilin that you are supposed to wear, not the tzilin of Rashi. So it's not, it deserves a bracha. We don't make a bracha because the ikur is like Rashi, not like Rabbeinu Tam. But it doesn't really mean that Rabbeinu Tam's tzilin does not deserve a bracha. So lechatchila, you should never ever make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam's tzilin. But after the fact, you made a bracha. Wow. You did something very significant. So it's a big thing. It's a big thing. They would make a Yom Tov out of it. Okay, today, I don't know if we have people like that. Who am I to say? There are on a Madrega where if they did it, it's this, you understand what I'm saying? It's like they made a bracha with Kavana, Abenu Tam, and they're holding at that level to appreciate what has happened. Hashkocha Pratis, Hashem wanted them on that day to make a bracha on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. They really got in a bonus. Okay, they got in a bonus. Okay, that's just a very interesting idea. I know someone that he wants, he's a holy person, he once did it, and he was so excited. He's like the real deal, this guy. He got so excited, he went around the whole day telling people, today I made a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. It was an accident, but it happened. I'm an oinus, but I made the bracha, and there's something significant about that. Okay, now, let's go to the halacha. We're not here for chassidus. The halacha is, you don't make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. But that once, that time that you're going to put on Rabbeinu Tam, you're not allowed to talk in between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. Just like when it comes to tefillin of Rashi, when you make the bracha lehoniach tefillin, it's a dover chomor ad ma'ot. You're not allowed to speak between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Even for kedusha, even to answer amen to any bracha. The only thing that you can do is you can be maharer. But you're not allowed to answer amen. The only exception is, if you hear your friend make a bracha on his tefillin, you are allowed to answer amen, because that's all considered part of one inyan, but you're not allowed to answer. Similarly, when it comes to Rabbeinu Tam, you should not be mafsik between the shel yad and the shel rosh. But if you do hear kedusha or kaddish, you are allowed to answer amen in between the two. Okay, but lechatchila, being that it's havaya achas, v'hoya l'chol os al yotcha ulezikaron beninecha, Hashem wants it to be one havaya. The best that you can, that shall be fulfilled even in the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so b'tul Rabbeinu Tam, gam kinos l'havsik ben shalyal l'shalrosh, ach l'kadosh u'kdusha yochol l'havsik. Let's see over here, the shomishim halacha. Chof Aleph. Okay, between the Rabbeinu Tam. Ayin b'shal t'shuvas samad chayi. B'shal t'shuvas chayim shal. V'im tov v'niach t'fil l'vim. Now, here's a very interesting shayla. Okay, it's not okay to us because we don't wear Rabbeinu Tam. But what happens if you make a mistake, you take out of your tefillin zekel, the tefillin Rabbeinu Tam first. Right? Let's say you have a person that has two pairs of tefillin. They have one big bag. And it's in the order, the proper order is you first put on Rashi, and when davening is over, you put on Rabbeinu Tam. By mistake, you put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam for the beginning of davening. So I take out the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and I put it on, and make a bracha. Okay, like the yom tov, right? This is not the yom tov that I was talking about. You make a bracha. It's not a good, you're in a lot of trouble now. Why are you in a lot of trouble? I made a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam, but I did not get put on Rashi. I said, oh no, what did I do? I put on Rabbeinu Tam, and I made a bracha. So right away you get all upset, you take off your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and you now want to put on the Rashi tefillin. Do you make a bracha on the Rashi tefillin? Or do we say that since I'm being oisik in one inyan, I'm not mafsik, I'm still wearing the tefillin, I have not spoken, I didn't take my mind off the tefillin, the bracha of lehoniach tefillin that I made on the Rashi tefillin on the Rabbeinu Tam really is going on the Rashi tefillin that I'm making later on? Or do we say I was mafsik? It was a hefsik. See, the truth is, this svar opens up for us a little bit of an understanding of why you don't need to make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. You don't make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is because really, to some degree, a little bit, not a lot, the bracha you made on Rashi is going on Rabbeinu Tam as well. but you should not be mafsik. And as long as you're wearing tefillin to a certain degree, you're not being mafsik. I mean, it's true, you're not being mafsik. As long as I'm still wearing my Rashi tefillin, I am continuing the bracha of lehon niach tefillin. We learned last week, when that's long ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, about tzitzis, that if you wear your tzitz overnight, you do a talis katan. Someone who only wears a talis katan. Okay, a bachur. A bachur only wears a talis katan. So he makes a bracha al mitzvahs tefillin when he puts on the talis katan. And someone who's married does not make a bracha. Most of we learned that we had a whole discussion. Someone who's married does not make a bracha al mitzvahs tzitzis barav l'sateif bat tzitzis. L'sateif bat tzitzis. You make the bracha l'sateif. But what about someone who makes a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis? Let's say he wears the tzitzis overnight. He falls asleep wearing his talis katan. He wakes up in the morning. You do not make a bracha. You do not make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis because you were never mafsik. The garment was covering you the entire night. Even though nighttime is not zman tzitz. Doesn't matter. You were always in a situation you were covered with tzitzis. You don't make a bracha when you wake up in the morning because he never took it off. So for that matter, when you make the bracha on Rashi's tefillin, lehoniach tefillin, to some degree you don't need to make a bracha on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, because the bracha you've made on Rashi's tefillin really continues into Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. But that's not so simple. That's not so simple. Really, Rabbeinu Tam would deserve a separate bracha, because you take it off, it really is, to a certain degree, a hefsek. But the issue now arises, and a heavy, heavy duty, major issue, when it was done in the reversed way. When you first put on Rabbeinu Tam, and you made a bracha, lehoniach tefillin, shloi kedin, and now you realize your mistake, and now I'm taking off my Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, to put on my Rashi tefillin, do I make a new bracha? Yeah.
If for some reason a person who puts on two pair of tefillin comes in the morning, he can't find his Rashi tefillin.
Yeah.
He can't find
yeah.
Can Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin be promoted?
No, absolutely not. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Absolutely not. The halacha is not like Rabbeinu Tam. Absolutely not. Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is only a bonus to Rashi's tefillin. The halacha, according to everyone in Klal Yisrael, follows Rashi. Period. That is halacha psuko lesman the polik. Rashi tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is only a bonus after der chasidus, after you mekayim Rashi's tefillin. You cannot upgrade Rabbeinu Tam.
Even though
he's not available. Absolutely. I mean, if you're not going to do anything, obviously you might as well do something, but you're not going to make a bracha. If you don't ever, let's say there is no Rabbeinu Rashi Tol, that's it.
Not available.
So you would put on Rabbeinu Tam Tol, obviously. You shouldn't go a day without tefillin, but you're not going to make a bracha. No bracha. Never. You never make a bracha. The halacha is not, and lo yotza. I mean, to a certain degree, you have not fulfilled, you don't have a choice. That's all you have. You only have Rabbeinu Tam Tol, so what are you going to do? But, you can't say you've gotten credit for being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin the way it should be done on that day if you didn't put on Rashi tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam is a maila of chasidus after you've already been mekayim the basics, fundamentals. No such thing.
Rabbeinu Tam is in addition to
right.
Once a day, or if someone puts on Rashi, as we said, some people wear tefillin all day.
Right.
Someone puts on Rashi in the morning, and then they go eat breakfast. They come back. They want to put on tefillin. Do they make another?
Yes, tefillin? They do.
They do.
You. If you are mesiach das, if you put the tefillin out of your mind, then you make a new bracha. If a person goes to the Beis HaKisei for ketanim and he's not mesiach das, you do not make a new bracha. Right. The question is, are you a mesiach das from your tefillin? If you go to breakfast, so when you go to breakfast, you're definitely mesiach das. You definitely, right.
Even if he's finished davening already, but he's just wearing, he wants to put tefillin on.
Yes, absolutely. If you want, you're in the mood, a spiritual, spiritual escape.
In gathering.
Right? You wanted to, there are people. Yes, there are people that do this. There are people in Eretz Yisrael, some of these Kabbalah yeshivas. They wear tefillin the whole day. No. The mitzvah is lechoniach. We learned that the bracha is not likshar. If the bracha would have been asher kedushon b'mitzvah tzvanu likshar tefillin, that would have a connotation. The mitzvah is a moment to tie the tefillin for one moment, but that's not the bracha. The bracha is lechoniach tefillin, which has the connotation the mitzvah is to remain upon your body the entire day. So here we have a fascinating halacha insight in the she'odim mitzvah halacha, which really opens up what he's doing over here. Is he's really opening up what is the bracha and what are the gedolim of the tzilner of Asher ben Utam. If you make a bracha by mistake, and to illustrate the idea, the depth of how far the bracha goes, when the bracha comes to an end, and what exactly Rabbein Utam relative to Rashi, he's illustrating this idea. When you make it, you by mistake, you put on in the first the tzilner of Rabbein Utam, and you make a bracha, and now you realize, oh no, what did I do? I'm foolish. I put on Rabbeinu Tam before putting on Rashi, and you put on the Rashi. Do you make a new bracha, or do we say the bracha you made on Rashi, the bracha you made on the Rabbeinu Tam is really going to be good for the Rashi tefillin? So let's see what he says inside. He basically presents many opinions. There is no clear resolution. There are two different opinions, yesh v'yesh. So here he goes. Ayin b'shailus ha'tshuvus the chasam d'chayv v'shul tshuvus chayim shol d'yem tov v'hinech tefillin Rabbeinu Tam b'choshva yishahim shol Rashi. I thought these tefillin are Rashi, and really they were Rabbeinu Tam. Af im darko l'miach shneim, even though my derech is, every single day I put on two pairs of tefillin. I put on first Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, then Rabbeinu Tam. But I'm not discussing the people who put on both b'vas achas. There's a whole, there are simonim im shulchan aruch. It's a very elaborate, that there are people that wear both at the same time. They're very small. Makom yesh b'rosh laniach shtei tefillin. Right now, if you want to see this, you go to the Kaisel. Kaisel Hamaravi. Go next time you go to the Kaisel. Both. Generally next to each other.
Really?
Technically, it's possible to do one behind the other as well. It is, because close enough. Because makom yesh is very small. You have to have very small tefillin. Some people, they're not so small. There are people that even not so small. If you want to see it, go to the Kaisel. I guarantee you, go to the Kaisel and stand around, wait around there 10 minutes, and you'll find someone coming there wearing, you'll see there someone wearing two. Pay attention. Next time you go daven shachris by the Kaisel, just stick around a little bit. You'll see someone there wearing two brasachas. And if not, yeah, I saw it. I saw it by the Kaisel. I saw it. If not, Ask the Lubavitch, if you have
the
guy on the side, they give the cardboard yarmulkes, ask him, he'll show you, or he'll demonstrate. But not a Cholamoid. Cholamoid, if you see Lubavitch, ask him, did you put on tefillin today? But, many of you, I assume, you put on tefillin chalamoid? Anyone here put on tefillin chalamoid? You do, okay. You used to. What happened?
The rabbi of the shul called me when I retired.
No more.
And I showed him afterwards.
Yeah.
That in America, you should always put on tefillin during chalamoid, because the number is in the Sefer Todah.
Sefer Todah, yeah. 300 days. Second day Yom Tov. Second day Yom Tov, so you're missing those days, you have to be mashed by putting on tefillin the Cholamoid. Do you make a bracha? Really? Wow, that's a chiddush. You make a bracha? It's a very big chiddush. That's a very, very big chiddush. Okay, I'm not telling you not to. I know people that make a bracha. Okay, this is how you're talking about. But there are three levels. There's the level of not wearing tefillin on the Cholamoid, which is more or less a chassidus sheminuk. It's more of not to wear. Then there is a very popular minug to wear, I'm not mistaken, without a bracha. That is very, though most people who wear, if I'm not mistaken, the vast majority who wear tefillin and chol hamoed, which is a significant number of people, do not make a bracha. And then there are people that wear and make a bracha. What? I'm mistaken?
I understand the logic of that. if you consider
making a mitzvah,
wear,
why not fill in
the bracha? Then you need to make a bracha on that.
So there is such a thing. There is such there is such a halacha concept when it comes to tefillin. There is such, yes, that's hard for people to grasp, but there is such a thing that there is an inyan to wear tefillin without a bracha. I know it's hard to grasp. There is from the Chassam Sofer, even an inyan, I know this is very difficult to grasp. This goes to the extreme extension to wear tefillin which are puzzle. Here's such a story. To wear tefillin which are not kosher, the Chassam Sofer, if I'm not mistaken, wore his on Chol HaMoed. He did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Chassam Sofer, from quoting from memory, he did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That was his personal minute, but he had in his possession.
So he didn't want to stand that.
No, I don't know if he wanted to stand that. I don't think that was the issue. But he had in his possession tefillin from his Rebbe. I'm not sure who's Rebbe. Maybe Nosson Adler. That due to the age, due to how old they were pasul. They were no longer kosher. But it was so chaviv in his eyes that he yarshin, he had possession of these tefillin, he wore them in Chol HaMoed. How could you wear if you wear them during the week? Why wearing them in Chol HaMoed? Wear them. Wear your regular tefillin. Wear your benutah, and then put off for 5 minutes. If it's so chashiv to you to wear your rebbe's tefillin, which are no longer kosher due to old age. Obviously, you're not allowed to wear tefillin that are not kosher. They're not kosher, you don't learn from a Sefer Torah. That's possible. If it's possible, it's possible. It's not the right thing to do, to wear and to make use of things which are not kosher. But in Chol HaMoed, it's different.
I was once on the Rabbah at a Chassidish place, and I started going on tefillin. They almost...
That's right.
So someone will tell Lois is going to do. It's a hot issue. It's a hot issue. Lois is going to do. So many shuls they have. They have two sections. The men who want to wear a tefillin have to go daven with the women.
At one point, the Hasidic life, they were Lois is going to do.
The lowest going to do is only when it's be'er-vuvia, where it's together. Where you have different groups, according to most opinions, you have different groups doing different things when they're not together. That's not a technical violation of lois is going to do. When you're in the same room, and one is doing like this, one is doing like that, then there's a problem of lois is going to do. In the same room? What do you mean, in the same room?
Same room, different corners.
Different corners.
I don't know. No, it's a problem. It's not a joke. It's not. It's a problem. It is a problem. So you want to say that since you kaveh a separate makom, it's considered to be a different makom. It's not so simple. You have to have a mechitzah to be mafsik. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know. It's not. So, you're right. These are issues, and they're different opinions. I know my rabbi in Torah V'Das, Rav Kahana, Zecher Tzadik Livrach. He was a very big rashi, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So he was very strong that there's no lois iskoidu. He told me a few times there's no lois iskoidu of wearing tefillin in a shul where they do not wear tefillin. You can daven one minyan and the men and you do not have to separate into two groups. It's very big, tremendous time. A very big place taking a buck. He was a very big bucky. So he held. There's no need. There's no. I don't mean. He told me the whole long list. I don't remember all the details. But you go look to Puk Chazin Ma'amad Var. There are different customs. There are different rabbanim. Different rabbanim have different things. So here you're saying in this shul, what's the minhag here? You're saying what do they do here? You can have them together.
Here's mix.
Whatever you want to do.
You can have them together.
It's a minority that wears tefillin.
But you can daven together.
Yes. Yeah,
the Rav allows you to daven together. No okay, issues. Fine. No issues.
You have to daven together. Violation of Title IX.
Okay, let's go further. I want at least, let's at least finish this halach over here. Let's go through this. Yeah.
An offshoot of, basically, if let's say, if you have to make a bracha if you trade for food. In other words, you have nothing else.
No, you do not make a bracha. Non-kosher food. You do not make a bracha on non-kosher food. No, definitely not. You make a bracha on kosher food on Yom Kippur. If you have to eat kosher food on Yom Kippur, then you make a bracha. But you do not make a bracha on non-kosher food. So let's see. let's finish this halacha. We talk about the difference between the Rashi. Afim darkel nichat shem b'mkom makom kevan shivsek bam. So here he writes in the first opinion, since you there is a hefsek, I put on the tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. I by mistake thought they were the tefillin of Rashi. I made a bracha. Now I take them off. I now put on the tefillin of Rashi. According to this opinion, that is called a bona fide hefsek. That is called a hefsek. And therefore, Al Yideg, now he's writing here, Yideg Kriyashma Utzfila. So he's telling us over here, he's saying the case a little bit different. He's elaborating what the case is. When did you realize your mistake? You realize your mistake after you finish Shmona Esrei. Right? You come to Shul 6:30. You put on your tefillin. It's now 7 o'clock. You've already finished davening, Shmona Esrei, and Kriya Shema, and everything. It's a half an hour since you made the bracha. And now I take off my tefillin to put on my tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam. And I realize, oh no, what did I do? I put on today my tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam first. So the last time I made a bracha was a half an hour ago, before I said Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei. So according to this first, the delay of the whole davening is considered a hefsek. And now when I put on my tefillin of Rashi, I must make a new bracha. Tzarech levarech shenis al shel Rashi ube'elef l'choshleim, another sefer, kosav, diafim choltsim miyad. Forget about that case. That case is simple. Because in that case, you have a half an hour between the time you put on and you took it off, which is Shema Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei. Even where it's immediate, he writes, the Afim Choltsim Miyad, even immediately I put on my tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, you know, it doesn't feel right. The tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam feels different than Rabbeinu. You know, you have a certain feel for your tefillin, smaller, bigger, weight. You get a certain sense, the ritzus are different. You get a certain feeling. Gam kein tzarech levarech shenis, just taking off the kavana. This tefillin, not that tefillin, is also considered to be a hefsek. However, shayl shuvus min chaselozar the munkach chelak alav kosav lechalak. He differentiates between the two lechalak bein the new differentiation bein b'misha rogil on nicher derbeinu tam b'chol yoyim v'ata achas shetovi nichshal derbeinu tam nisgam yad v'loy hefsek klal yech. Okay, so here's the first thing that he says. He makes it very complicated. If it's your derech to put on both every single day, that's what I do. That's my both. Therefore, Mamela, what does that mean? Look at the incredible insight. If it's my derech, when you put on Rashi, what are you really doing? Because when you make the bracha asher kedushan b'mitzvayse v'lehoniach tefillin, it's for both. And when we combine that with the fact that there was no hefsek, it was done immediately, you realize your mistake instantly, and you took off the Rabbeinu Tam, put back on the Rashi, there's no question asked, you do not need to make a new bracha. But let's say you're a person who only puts on Rashi. I only wear Rashi. How in the world did I put on my Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? I don't know. Somehow, I picked up the wrong tefillin. I just didn't wake up and have my coffee today. Okay? Or I learned the Daf Yomi. I was so fatracht in the sugya of Daf Yomi this morning. It was such a geshmak of sugya. I took my neighbor's Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. It's not my derech. But you got one thing working in your favor. I realized my mistake instantly. So he says, oh, it's already a good shayla in this case. Therefore, when push comes to shove, don't make a new bracha, because it's instant. But if you can, if someone else putting on the tefillin of Rashi, ask them to be mighty. So already it's one notch lower. If my derech is I do both every single day, I always put on both. So my kavan is always for both. And I realize my mistake instantly. Definitely, you don't need to go for the tiruch and ask someone to make a new bracha for you. Automatically, you do not make a new bracha. But if I don't put it on and I realize my mistake right away, me'ikar hadin, I don't need to make a new bracha. But lechatchila, someone should be mighty to me. Now, but v'im hivsik, but if it's not my derech, or let's v'im hivsik, b'kriya shmo tzila, is a mizmor mo ozafilu im darkoi, but the munkach says, but if there was a hefsek, I daven psukei dezimra, certainly I said kriya shma and shmona esrei. Even if my derech is to wear both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, So look at the Munkash, he makes all these chilukim, very interesting how he looks at this mitzvah. Another opinion, he has accepted meharav hakodosh milublin zatzal shebechol inyan never ein tzarich levarich al shel Rashi oid hapam. He's a big fan of Rabbeinu Tam until now, obviously. He holds that the bracha you make on, the bracha you make is a one bracha, it works for everything, you do not need to make a new bracha. The Abal Divrei Chaim, the Divrei Chaim sons, he goes through all the Hasidisha Poskim. I guess it was only Megiah them, because the Litvaks, the Misnagdin, don't wear Rabbeinu Tam altogether.
Who was Milublin?
I don't know.
It may have been
Ashna. I don't know, Milublin, I don't know. He just makes one simple differentiation. If it's your derech to wear both, you don't make a new bracha. If I never wear both, then you do make a new bracha. Doesn't make a difference if you're mafsik, not mafsik. So it's a beautiful shamus and mahalach. It really opens up wide the bracha and Rabbeinu Tam. But one thing, I think one at least little prat that we do gain from learning is that when a person who does Rabbeinu Tam, you don't make a bracha, that we know. You don't make a bracha on Rabbeinu, never. Never ever should a person make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam Tillin. But we learn from here that when you're making the bracha on the Rashi Tillin, really, to some degree, it's going on the Rabbeinu Tam Tillin that you will put on later on. Because the bracha, and how do you see it? Because it's not considered a 100% hefsek. According to some opinions, certainly not. As long as you're still involved in doing the mitzvah, you're wearing the tefillin of Rashi, the bracha that I've made on the Rashi is active. Now when I go to Rabbeinu Tam, it carries over. On the other hand, other poskim can say, no, that once you make the bracha, even though you continue to do the mitzvah, the bracha weakens over time. And when you take it off, you certainly make a break and you need a new bracha. But you can't make a new bracha on Rabbeinu Tam, so that is a given. But yet, we do learn here, extrapolate, that the bracha you make on the Tilna of Rashi, to some degree, does work and takes effect on the Tilna of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we will stop here. We're up to Simon Tess, Sift Contest.